How'd you do?
I think I did good. You know, it's my first time getting reps in a little bit in a team setting, and I think I did a pretty good job. And again, there's things I need to work on, obviously, but I think I did a pretty solid job.
Did it feel faster than other scout team reps that you've taken?
No, because I get to go against the same Pro Bowl guys, Landon and Damon, every day, and so many great defensive players we do have. So I get to go against those guys every day. It's just more fun to run your system and see your checks and pick up types of blitzes and protection stuff. So it's fun.
I'm sorry. Are things starting to slow down a lot more for you now?
I mean, you can't say that. I haven't played in a game before.
I've been
so
practice, obviously.
Yeah, practice is totally different, though. You're not getting hit. And, I don't want to sound rude, but it's just different. You're not getting hit. There's not you can feel the rush, but you'll feel it on Sundays if you're when you're getting hit. So I do think my grasp of the offense has gotten better every day since I've been here. That's a credit to Coach Cignetti and Coach Sullivan and Coach Mack and Eli and Gino really helped me come along. And I think I've gotten better. Today I took another huge step, had a chance to get reps, and I was very excited about today. Now I'm more excited about getting there and watching the film of it.
When you first got here, you said you instantly clicked with Evan Engram. I believe you said you were roommates with him during rookie camp. How has that relationship improved?
It has grown. We hang out just every day, for sure every single weekend, and we're roommates on the road still, and him and I are very close. He's probably my best friend on the team, and we have a good relationship. We go to dinner just about every Friday, so we have a really good relationship. He's a great player. He's had a great season.
What kind of help can he give you with the offense? I'm sure you guys bounce ideas off of each other.
Yeah, it's kind of back and forth, because I spend up here watching a lot of film, especially the team's DB, so I try to give him as much information on the safeties and nickels and dime players that can be going against him, what their tendencies are, and it's a great relationship. We'll go back and forth and say, hey, what does Eli say on this route or this place? So we have a great relationship, and he's been a huge help, especially someone that I'm very close with.
Davis, I read you as an even keel guy. So how difficult is it for you to suppress maybe the eagerness or the anticipation, especially after getting more snaps today, that, ooh, I might get a chance to touch the ball this week?
I commit to the controllables and kind of stay in the moment. Always be present. And today was today, and it's over. And now I'm excited to go in there and watch the film a little bit and get better as an offense. And all we're worried about this week is beating Arizona. We come here every day expecting to win and expecting to beat Arizona. So that's our goal as a team.
Were these the first team reps you've gotten since the regular season started?
Oh yeah, it's been a little while, but again, I felt great. I was out there. I did a good job communicating to the offensive linemen. Good job in the huddle, and so I think I did a good job. It's definitely things I need to work on, but I'm pretty happy with my start today. My first time in a while.
Is it important to you to make your case in a game, or have the opportunity to make your case in a game that you can be the future of this?
I mean, I don't know. I think I've done everything asked of me and then some. I do a lot of preparation stuff for the other quarterbacks, other receivers, tight ends, and stuff like that. So I don't know. That's a question you could ask someone a little higher than me that he'll maybe give you an answer. But right now, all I'm worried about is helping Eli and Gino prepare to beat the Arizona Cardinals. That's our goal as a team. We expect to win that game.
Do you think your approach has helped you control the controllables thing? I mean, there's a lot going on. Everything.
My biggest goal as a player is to reach my full potential. And the kind of quote I kind of saw off that a book a long time ago was operate with a heart full of gratitude, commit to controllables, and you're going to be okay. So, and if you just trust the process, that's the big thing. So I trust the process. I've gotten better each and every day. And today I finally got a day to get some reps and, put that plan into action a little bit, which was exciting. But, it's over now and back to helping out these guys.
That's not enough reps to feel comfortable in a game, is it, or is it?
I don't know. I just don't know. I never get ready for a game. Mentally, I do every single week, prepared-wise. I try to act like I'm a starter each and every week, every single day, until about 30 minutes before game time. I try to approach that way, get in a routine. So if that ever does happen, I would be in a pretty good routine to be ready. But at the same time, I'm here to help out Eli and have him enjoy success with his team, with all of our teammates this Sunday.
From your experience as a starting quarterback, is the throwing part the easiest, and the hard part is getting the adjustment calls down, getting alignment in the right spots?
Yeah, I think definitely when you first get here, the new offense, NFL system, different verbiage, it's longer than a color system. So that's definitely some hiccups along the road. But I've had a really blessing watching Eli and Gino go through reps and practices every day, see how they communicate to teammates and see how they are on the board in the film room, in the classroom. So I've had a real blessing to sit back, kind of learn a little bit. And again, I'm going to continue to learn. Those guys are the best at what they do. And I enjoy being with them every day in the meeting room.
Did you tell him to open up a 38-point lead so I can get in?
All we're worried about is being the Cardinals, no matter what happens.
Why do you think they gave you those reps today? What does it tell you?
Nothing. Nothing at all. I was just excited when I got told I was going to get an opportunity to, you know, get out there and kind of practice what I've been practicing behind Eli the whole season, my air throws and my air communication. So that was exciting. But again, now we're back to helping us beat the Arizona Cardinals, and I'm excited about getting back in the film room right now.
You going to do that again tomorrow?
No, I don't know. It's Coach Spagnuolo's question.
Davis, have there been any week this year on game day where you've gone in thinking that you might be, or has it been pretty clear to you that you were?
Again, my mental approach is to be the best teammate I possibly can be, work really hard, and you know, if that did happen, then you know, I would be prepared because I work every day and every week at it. But right now, the only thing I'm worried about is being a good teammate and helping Eli be successful on Christmas Eve.